We are in the bottom of Yechet Hamed Aleph, second last line. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, ha de Rav Yehuda d'shmuohi. So that which we learned in the name of Rav Yehuda, that he said that Shomeret Yavam, this woman, her husband died, that she after that she dies. Okay, then the Yavam, the one supposed to do Yibim to her, is also to her mother. Okay, because of the Zika. So we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda held at Yej Zika, and so they have this connection here, and therefore it's as if was married to her already, and therefore also to her mother, even after death, even after the Yavam, if she happens to die, still he remains also to her mother. So from here we see that Rabbi Yehuda held Yej Zika, and therefore Abai said to Rav Yosef that Rav Yehuda here is saying it in name of his Rebbe Shmuel as opposed to his Rebbe Rav. In other words, Rav Yehuda was the Talmid both of Rav and Shmuel, and however he's saying this in the name of Shmuel, which makes at this point, we'll see in a second, makes sense more than saying the name of Rav, because we saw the opposite in the name of Rav. We saw before Rav Huna in the name of Rav, the opposite, that if he's mutter to the mother, meaning that there is no Zika. So it makes sense that he's saying this at least not in the name of Rav, because it doesn't fit in. So he's saying in the name of other Rabbi Shmuel. Now we're going to see, in fact, that that's how Shmuel holds at Yesh Zika. Says Rashi, last Rashi here, or second last Rashi, Had Rabbi Yehuda, Da amala el asur bi'ima, the yezika de Shmuel hi, says Rashi, mishmei de Shmuel rabbe shmilei, velo mi rav, de have nami rabbe. Okay, they're both his rabbis, but he said in the name of Shmuel, dafke, not rav. Okay, now we're on Yud-Hes Amud Beis. And it's not, as we see in the following mission. Shomeret Yavam, shekidesh achiv, es achota. Mishum the Rav Yehuda Memesera Amru Omrim Lo, we say to the guy that was Mekadesh, Hamten, wait, Ad She Yaseh Achicha Maisa. Okay, so we have here a case of a woman, Rashi says, Shomeres Yavam, Mamtenes Liyivum Yivama. So she's waiting to do Yibum. Okay, in the meantime, what happens is two brothers, okay, that are alive still. And she's waiting to Yibum. So then one of the brothers goes ahead and is Mekadesh, this Yavama's sister. Okay, but didn't marry her, just as Kiddushin. So we say that in the name of Yehuda Memesera Amru, that we tell the guy, wait a minute, don't go and finish the marriage, don't do Nisuin. Okay, because right now, this woman that you took, that you were Mekadesh, is achot zchukaso, right, to the one that fell to you. Okay, so we see right away that there is zchukah, there's a zika over here. Okay, and therefore, since there's zika, and she's connected with you, the one that just, the yavama, so therefore, don't marry the one that you took, because she's achot zchukaso, wait until your brother, okay, does something to either yibum or chalitza, to the yavama, and then you can finish up. Either Yivum, etc. Okay, Vamar Shmuel Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Minasera, and here we have Shmuel. He says Halachas like this, like Rabbi Yehuda Minasera. So we see that Shmuel held that there is Zika. Okay, so Rashi says Shekidesh Achiv Shel Yavam and Achota Achar Shenafel Lulafana. Right after the Yavama fell to him, he went and is Mekadesh the sister. So now he can't, we tell him, wait, don't finish up, because she's achot zchukaso. Says Rashi, omrim lo lemares, hemten miliknos, don't marry her, lefi she achot zchukasahi. Ad she yaseh achicha mais, this is Rashi, ad she yibem achicha et yivama, v'tifka zika tamimcha. So to let him do something, once your brother does yibum achalitza, then that yivama is taken care of, she's finished, she's out of the picture, now you can go ahead and marry this woman. Okay. So Rashi concludes. So what do we see? Alma Zika Asra Lachosa. So we see the cause of Zika, and therefore here we see that Shmuel held Yezika, and then Misama that, as we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda, when he also held Zika, was because of him following his Rebbe Shmuel. Here. Okay, Amar Leib, and now Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, Di'i Rav Mai. Says, why did you not want to say that Rabbi Yehuda was saying in his name of his other Rebbe, Rav? Right? Why did you say, oh, he's saying it in the name of Shmuel? Because the old Zika, that's like Shmuel. Why do you say that? Why don't you say like Rav? Because Kasha de Rav Rav? Because what? You want to say, well, it can't be Rav, because then there would be a steer in Rav. Because if Rabbi Yehuda held like his Rabbi Rav, that Yeh Zika, but that can't be, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Rav, held the Ein, because you could marry the mother right after the Yavama died. So it can't be, right? That's why you want to say it's only with Shmuel, because Kasha Rav de Rav. But why? You don't have to say that. Dilma Amorai Ninhu Valiba de Rav. Could be that it's Machloikis Amoraim in what Rav held. Rav Huna held Ein Zika, and therefore you could marry the mother. And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, maybe he argued, but he said, no, I thought what our Rebbe, you know, Rav said. He said something else. Maybe it's Machloikis in what Rav said. You don't have to say that he's saying in the name of Shmuel. Maybe he said it in the name of Rav, that Rav held also Ein Zika. And he argued with Rav Huna, how Rav Huna held Rav held. So Abaye answers, isn't like that. Why? Kevin the Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya. Umishmei de Rav Kamarai, Lo Shavkinan Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya Mokminan Kamarai Valiva de Rav. He says, why doesn't he like this? Because he says that since we have Beferish what Shmuel held, okay, we see from this with the sister, take the sister, etc., we see clearly he held Yeh Zika. Not just because the Shmuel said a lot of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mithera, so we know clearly what he held. And Rav, if we're going to say Rav, we don't know what Rav held, you want to say, yeah, but maybe he also held Yeh Zika, and it's a Machloikas Amorim. Why would we set up and say, assume there's a Machloikas Amorim, what Rav held, when you can just much easier say that he was just saying like his other Rebbe Shmuel, which we know Beferish what he held. Therefore, we're not going to, you know, put aside something we know Beferish what Shmuel held, you know, and then say instead that perhaps it's a Machloikas Amorim or what Rav held. Okay, Rashi, Amalei Rav Yosef, Labai, V'i Mishmei D'Rav, Amra Maik, my Kashlach, what are you going to say? Well, what's difficult? You want to say D'Rav Adarav, Dama Rav Huna, Amra Rav La'el, Mutar V'Ima, now here, Rav Yehuda say, Neim Rav Isasar, Amarai Ninu, maybe, yeah, maybe it's Amarai Ninu, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, they're both Talmidei D'Rav, Havu Plige, Alibe, they're arguing what he helped. Rashi continues, Kevin the Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, we don't like to say this. Is what was said in the name of Shmuel that we have the Farish, the Yezika, the Shmuel Asmo Amra, and that we have the Farish, you know, Shmuel said it. The Lo Talmido Mishmo, nobody in his name even. This Mamish Rashi Shmuel said it. Umatinu Lameimar de Rav Yehuda Talmido, Michlalo Tashmua Amar, Lahi de Dide. So it's, you know, Rabbi Huda is his Talmud, and so that, he, you know, he heard it from him, and he said his name is Rabbi. That's clear. That makes much more sense. Anan Behedya Matni. Okay, sorry, next. Right. Pavaiter in the Gemara. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita Lishmaita Kamed Rav Zvid Minaharda. The Amar Atun Hachi Masnisula, Ma Anan Behedya Masnina. He said, Rav Kahana said that this what was said. This Shemaita was said in front of Rav Zvid in Harda, and Rav Zvid then said that you guys are learning it like that. In other words, you're assuming what, you know, Rav Yehuda. Well, he probably said it in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, because you know that he's the one we know Beferish held Zika, etc. But we don't even have to assume. Anan Behedya Masina. We learn it Beferish that way. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Sura Beima Alma Kasavar. We see the Shmuel held a Yesh Zika Vaza Shmuel Letaime Damar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Mimisera. So here we have it. We don't have to assume anything that he always probably Shmuel, not like Rav, etc. No, here we have it. Beferish, that in fact he said it clearly in the name of Shmuel, that since Shmuel held that with the case of the sisters over here, that the Yesh Zika. That Shmuel, also, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Okay, now the Gemara goes on and says, Vitzricha. In other words, why do we need, now the Gemara is questioning, why do we need two Maimra's Shmuel to tell me Yezika. Okay, we have the case of the sisters over here, and we have now, and also we're saying over here that what we just said, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shemeret Yama Shemesa, Is Asur Bi'ima. So that also told me that Zika. So we have two Maimers, both of the sisters and with the mother, and the Yavama dying, the Asur Bi'ima, two places where we see Yezika. So why do we need both places? So Trich. Because if I would have the case of the mother, where the Yavama dies and now he's still after to the mother, but Aval betray, lo, I might say that's Dafka because it's talking about there's only one single Yava. Okay? Not a few brothers, only one guy. Okay? So I would say that since she is earmarked, this Yavama is earmarked for this one single, clearly to this guy, nobody else. And therefore, that's a very strong Zika in such a case. It's Mamash Zika, and therefore, she's also even in the mother. But if you have two brothers, so she's not earmarked for any one specific brother, she can go to either one. Either one can do Yivam. So therefore, I might think maybe the Zika there is not the same. There's a no Zika or a weak Zika, so it's not the same. We're not really Zika there. So that I might think that Kamash Malan, therefore he brings the case of the two brothers, or it's Mekadesh the sister, etc. We have two brothers, and we say even there when there she falls to both of them, there's still a Zika. And V'yesh Me'ina Nalacha Rabbi Yehuda Mimisera, and if I only have that case, if he would have only taught the case of the sisters, then I would have said, Havamina Hani Mili Mechaim. That's only when everybody's alive over here. Okay, and then she falls to the brothers, or there is a Zika to the two brothers, everything, everybody's alive. There's a Zika. But Aval Achar Misa, Pakala Zika. I might think that only when everybody's alive, that's fine, there's a Zika. But what happens after death, like in the case of the mother? Okay, the Yavama dies, and now the Kenny now marry the mother after death, after the death of the Yavama. So I might think that maybe the Zika's gone now that the Yavama is dead. Kamash Malah, no, it stays around, that even after Misa, the Zika, Bichti Lopaka, doesn't go away even after Misa. Okay, that's why Shmuel taught both things. Let's see Rashi. Hachi Kamas Nisula, the Rav Yehuda de Le'el Bistama. Shalo Yiskir Sham Rabo, right over there, we just had Rav Yehuda said, etc. And he did with the mother. He didn't mention his rebbe. He didn't name his name as Shmuel. But Trichisul Lemidak had Rabbi Yehuda the Shmuel here. We have to be a dayek. Well, he probably said the name of Shmuel and not Rav, etc. But we have it beferish. Haki Garcina Anu Behedyam. We said it straight. But as the Shmuel Atayme Kula Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said all this. Hani Mili Mechayim Kol Zman Shemitato Sheyavamto Kayemet. As long as the Yavam is alive. But we don't know what happens if the Yavama dies. Is it continue? How much more on that the Zika can continue? Excuse me. Okay. New Mishnah. Shnei Achim. Umeis Echad Mehem. Ve'yibim Hasheni es Eishes Achiv. V'achar kach nolad lehem ach. Umeis. Harishona yotza mishum Eishes Achiv shelo haya ba'olomo. Vashniya mishum tsarasa. Asam ba'maimer umei sashniya choletzet v'lo mityabemes. Okay, so this is a important to get things clear here because it's a continuation. We're going to bring both Mishnahs. Continuation of the Mishnah before. Okay, we're talking about Eishes Ach Shaloya Bolamo, right, when we had, let's say, Ruvain was married to his wife, Dina, let's say, and then after he dies, then only after that his brother is born. So then there's no, and therefore he's asked to this woman since he wasn't alive when his in the lifetime of his brother. Okay, so the thing is, what's different about this Mishnah than the other Mishnah is in the. In the meantime, after, let's say, the first brother, Reuven. Okay, so Reuven, he dies. So now comes Shimon. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, Levi's the new brother that's born. So Reuven dies. Then Shimon, there's Yibum. That, okay, I'm going to see the name. Before we had it, that before Shimon did Yibum, then Levi was born. Okay, so again, Reuven dies, and then before Shimon did Yibum with this woman, Levi is born. Okay, and then, so that's one. Over here, this our Mishnah differs over here, and that here, Levi gets born only after Shimon already did Yibum, not before. Difference is that if Reuven dies, and then before Shimon takes her, then Levi is born. So at least when Levi came into the world, he had this, you know, Zika, if you want to call it, this connection with this Yavama, because, you know, he was she was a Yavama, he was then born, and so he was one of the brothers now, and he was born, just, it wasn't the lifetime of Reuven, but he was still around before this Yavama did anything. Whereas now, in our Mishnah, it's a stage later. Shimon already took this Yavama, and did Yayibu, and only after that, Levi's born. So now, when he's born into the world, she's already married to Shimon, and you could say there's like no connection anymore, because now she even was done with her and finished, and now Levi gets born. So it says the Tanakhama, which gets me Machoikas, Tanakhama over here says it doesn't matter, right? Even if Shimon already took her, did Yibum on her, still she is Aser to Levi, okay? Even had, though when he was born into the world, he had no connection, she was already married to Shimon, right? He had already done Yibum, and then he was born. But still called Eishes Achiv Shalaya Bolamo. The Mela, he's also to this Yavama, to this woman, if, again, if Shimon now dies, now Levi is also to the Yavama and to the Tzara, because he's a Tzara to the Yavama. Okay, let's see it again inside. See the Mishnah. So we have Shnei Achim again, Mesechah Mehem, V'yibim Hasheni Yas Eishes Achiv. He did actually, Shimon did Yibum already. V'achar Kach Nolul Hemach. So when he came into the world, again, this woman is already married to Shimon, and then Umeis, and then the second Shimon dies. So the Rishona, which is the first wife that was married to Reuven, says the Tanakhama, it doesn't matter. It's still, she's still considered Eishes Achiv Shalaya Bolamo. Mela, she's Yotza Mishum Eishes Achiv Shalaya Bolamo. Vashnia, the Tzara is Mishum Tzarasa. Next case, Asa B'Maimer Umeis. So what happens if Shimon didn't actually marry? This is if Shimon actually married her and then Reuven was born. But what if Shimon didn't marry her? He just did Maimer. He just Mekadeshta. So she's Chetzi Kazeh married. So therefore, in that case, then Shimon dies. So Shnia Choleth V'Diyom Mitzyam Bemet. Then Levi does Chalitza and not Yibum with the Tzara. Right, because since let's call her Dina, right, Reuven's wife Dina, okay, that when Shimon only did Maimer to Dina, so Mele, since it's not a regular, you know, marriage, so that's a Shiloh, whether Tamar, as he calls her, the Tzara, is really a Tzara, right? If it's a real marriage, then it's a Tzara. It's not a marriage, so Tamar is not a Tzara, because he never married, he never did Yibum on Dina. So since it's not clear, so therefore we do the Shnia, which is the Tamar, Tzara, we do Chalitza, not Yibum. We can't actually marry her. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, not that way. He held Miyabim le'ezimim she'yirtze, Ocholetz le'ezimim she'yirtze. So, Rabbi Shimon argues here, and he says that no, he could, there's no Eishes Achiv Shalaya Bolamo over here. It's, at this point, we think that since Shimon Mami already married the Yibum already, okay, so now, and then Levi got born, at this point we think this is the reason, so now there's no connection anymore. Now it's a regular case of, you know, Shimon and Levi. Shimon dies, he leaves his wife to Levi, and Levi can do Yibum or Chalitza, one of them, and that's that. Right? There are no case of Eishes Achiv Shalaya Bolamo. Again, we think at this point, because when he was born, there's no Reuven's out of the picture already, because Shimon already did. He was married to her as another wife and finished, and therefore he can do whatever he wants. He can do Yibum to which one he wants, Chalitza to who he wants, and that's it. Yeah. I don't remember Pasuk Bo'peh. Ki Yeshu Yachim Yachtav, right? Umeis Achad Mehem. Right? So they have to be Yachtav, and so they have to be living together in the world. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask, because we're going to see even more extreme in a minute, Rabbi Shimon, and then the Gemara is eventually going to ask, so what, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Eishes Achiv Shalei Av Alamo? We were saying it's not a case, we're going to say in a minute now even more than that. So then the Gemara is going to ask, what is Rabbi Shimon hold? Where is Eishes Achiv Shalei Av Alamo? We're going to get to that. Okay, see Rashi. Umeitz Hamiyavim. Miyavim leizem miir says, so he then, this is Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, he can do whatever he wants. There's no ishes chiv shalei alamo. Uptura chavirta velo. We're not going on asa by mimer, kai ela on the resha, the regular classical case, when Shimon actually married her. Diktani arishonayot said v'chule, the kama Rabbi Shimon, the kaven, jekashin nola kfar niz yabma, that since when Levi was born, he came into the world, Shimon already was married to this woman. V'lo haita al zeb b'zikas nisue achiv arishon me'olam. Therefore, he never had this really connection to the first one, you know, because she was already married again to Shimon. Therefore, muteres lo. And therefore, Levi can marry either one, either Dina or Tamar in this case. Okay, let's do a little more. So now the Gemara. Now we're going to compare it to the first case, okay, that we had in the Mishnah. That is that Levi is born before Shimon is Yibum. Okay, so Reuven dies, and then Levi is Yavama. And before Shimon even is Yibum, then Levi gets born. So now he mamish had a connection with her, because he was born into the world before, when she was still a Yavama. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yoshi, Achaluk Hayarvi Shimon Aferishona. He even argues, even though it doesn't say that we don't have Rabbi Shimon in the first Mishnah, but he even argues in that first Mishnah, meaning even there, it's not a case of Eishes Achiv Shalei Av Alamo. Even there, when he was born before, Reuven's wife, Reuven dies and she's Yavama, then Levi gets born and there's a connection there. Then Shimon marries her and then he dies. He can marry her even in that case. I can decaf. When he actually can mamish a connection with her, not that he was born and he was already married, like in our case to Shimon. Before, when he was born and she was the Yavama, and then Shimon took her, he can even there marry her later on. So that's what Rav Oshia says. Chalukah Yav Shimon Aparishana.
He couldn't have done anything. I mean, he was a baby.
No, we're saying, but there was this connection. He was born when she was the Yavama, so, right, even there, he says, after Shimon, then he can. Now, how do we know? Why do you want to say this? Mimai, Midiktani Mishni Yisera. Because we have here a superfluous Mishnah. In other words, we have two Mishnahs over here, which are very similar. It's just a matter, again, of when Levi was born. So, Baba de Reisha Laman Ktani La. So, the Reisha, who is it going like? In other words, what was it said to Mechadesh who? What Kiddush was said for who? Ilay Mil Rabbanan, if you want to tell me, it's teaching me the din of the Rabbanan that she's an Eishes Achiv to Levi. So you don't need it. Why? Hashta Yibim Lasof Nolad the Chi Ashkecha Betera Ashkecha Asir Rabbanan Nolad Acharka Yibim Ibaya. The Kol Shekein. If in our Mishnah over here we just said, okay, when Levi's born, she's already married to Shimon. Like he finds when he's born into the world, she's already married off to Shimon, etc. Even there, the Rabbanan said, still a problem. She's Achiv Shalei Av Alamo when he finds her married already. So Kol Shekein, in the case of the first Mishnah, when he's born, she's still a Yavama, and he has a somehow connection to her. Kol Shekein is going to be Yasser. So you don't have to tell me the first Mishnah according to the Rabbanan. Elalav, therefore, what's the first Mishnah coming for? Elalav, the Rabbi Shimon Yitzrich. So therefore, it must be coming to teach me the halachah to Rabbi Shimon that he probably, or we're saying he does, argue even with that in the first Mishnah, that even in that case where he's born when she's still a Yavama and has connection, even there, it's no Eishes Achiv Shalei Av Alamo. I love Rabbi Shimon. Sorry?
Why did it say the halachah
from there? Okay, I'm going to say it in a second. Okay, V'tana Reisha Lodicha Koach to Rabbi Shimon. And the Reisha was taught, therefore, not for Rabbanan, because we know it's Kol Shekein, it was taught to tell me how Mako, or whatever Rabbi Shimon is, that even there there's no Eishes Achiv Shalei Av Alamo. That's the Reisha was taught for, Kocha Rabbi Shimon, V'atana Seifa L'dichecha Kocha Rabbanan. And over here, the opposite, our Mishnah here tells us the Kocha Rabbanan, that how Machmir they are, even if Levi's born and she's already married when he comes into the world, still, it's also according to the Rabbanan. Tell me the koach of the Rabbanan. Okay, now comes what Rabbi Shmuel was asking. Ubedin hu deniflug Rabbi Shimon Beresha. Okay, so really, it's the machlokes should have been taught in the Resha, right? So the koach of Rabbi Shimon should have mentioned Rabbi Shimon there. Ella the natar lahu l'rabbanan adimisayim milsayhu v'ader paligalayhu. But instead, the Mishnah rather just let Rabbanan say their piece, right? They said what they said in the first Mishnah, continue over here in the second Mishnah, and after all the Rabbanan are finished with everything they have to say, then comes Rabbi Shimon over here, and therefore what Rabbi Shimon mentions here is not only going on here, it's going also on, the Kula is also going on the first Mishnah as well. This is finishing. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Af Barishona, going on the first Mishnah, right? V'kashari nolan v'charkach ibum. Right, even if the, as we said, Levi was born when she was still a Yavama. Minikatani Mishni Yisira, how do we know Rabbi Shimon holds? Because we have this extra Mishnah, the Kula he the Baba Deresha, the Laman Katani La, who's it going like? He loved the Pluta to Rabbi Shimon, Allah Kaime, Lahachi Tanaya, Lashmiina, and Afilu Bahishari. Because if you want to tell me that even in that case, Rabbi Shimon is Meiko. So Laman Ktaila, who is it going on? Lashmina Milsa the Man Yisrael. What do I need it for? Who, according to who? Ilay Mila Rabbanan Lashmina Nisura the Rabbla Rabbanan to tell me the Isser and the first Mishnah of the Rabbanan. Zalalo Isser Velo Hetzer the Rabbi Shimon Shmat Mina Bereshit. We don't see any, no mention really of Rabbi Shimon there in the Mishnah at all, in the first Mishnah. Zalalo Ayriba, etc. Then we said it's a Kala Chomer, etc., etc. So therefore we came to the conclusion of Masi Rabbi Shimon, and we asked, why not Rabbi Shimon? Why isn't he mentioned in the first Mishnah? So we said, Natar lehu himtin lehem, he waited for them, Rabbi Shimon waited till Rabbanan had to say everything they had to say, and only then, v'hadar paligalai wa'kula milsa. And then after that, he comes and he argues on the whole thing. Deal with Rabbi Shimon, and Eish Sachiv Shaloya Ba'olamo. The Gemara says, "Elisha Sechiv Shloya Balamol Rabbi Shimon Hechi Mishkachasla." So we said that the way we left off, we didn't understand. Rabbi Shimon, how does he have the case that Elisha Sechiv Shloya Balamol? Why? Because we saw the way Rabbi Oshia was saying in the beginning of the Gemara that whether or not the first brother Reuven, whether he dies and then Shimon, his brother, says Yibum, and then after that, only after he does Yibum, then Levi, the third brother, is born. So when he comes into the world, she's already he has no shaykhus to this woman. She's already married to Shimon. Not only there does this, he said no problem. Ella, even in the case when he is born right after Reuven dies. And he's born, so he has the connection to the wife, and only after that the Shimon then marries her, etc. Even in that case we saw according to Rabbi Oshia, that's the first case, the first Mishnah. So even there he says there's no problem of Eshel Yishloi Amalamo. So therefore, where is there the case of this Isser of Eshel Yishloi Amalamo? So the Gemara answers two possibilities: either Bechadacha Umis Venolad lo ach, or inami betray velo yibem velo mis. Okay, so he gives two possibilities. One is where there is no other brother, meaning there is just Reuven and no other brothers, nothing. He is married to his wife Rachel or whatever. He dies, and after he dies, there is no brothers, and then Levi is born afterwards. So that's one possibility. There he would say Levi's after the marriage, that's Eish Sachiv Shloya Balamor. Oh, the second case is where there are two brothers. However, if Reuven again, say, is married to Rachel, then he dies. And then Shimon now, if she falls to Shimon, and now Levi is born. And at this point, nothing is done yet. In other words, Shimon hasn't done Yibum yet, and Shimon didn't die either yet. So at this point, Levi is not allowed to marry her, okay? Because there's the Zika really went to Shimon, okay? After Reuven went to Shimon. And now, when afterwards, now after that Levi is born, so he's not allowed, at this point, he's not allowed. We'll see in a minute that if, however, either Shimon actually does do Yibu and then dies, then we, like we said, it's okay. Or even if Shimon doesn't do Yibu and he just dies without doing Yibu, even then there's that Azika between Rachel and Shimon. So even that would that Zika creates the connection, and therefore even then it wouldn't be a problem to Rabbi Shimon. But at this point where Shimon hasn't done Yibum or died yet, and now the Reuven's wife Rachel falls, so now it's at this point you can't marry her. It's just usually a bolamo. Okay, so now as the Gemara says, Bishlama, however Yibim v'chachach nolad. So we can understand in the case of when Shimon did Yibum already, and only after, you know, Shimon did Yibum on Rachel, okay, Reuben's wife, only then he was Levi born. So therefore, when Levi came into the world, Beter Ashkacha, found a Beter, meaning she was already married to Shimon. When Levi was born, she was already married to Shimon, so she was ready, that's it, she's ready to take it. So then that's fine. That we can understand what is Noah Eve then afterwards. When Shimon dies, Noah Eve says, Shalei Abolamo. Ela Nolad V'Karkach Yibim, my time. However, if he was already born, that was Reuven died, left Rachel, and then at this point Levi was born, okay, before, so there was already a connection within him, Levi and Rachel. So then why is he just, there's no Isser over there? Should be, because he has this kind of connection to her also. Because she, before there was any Yibum done to Shimon, before Rachel, Shimon took Rachel, there was this connection. He was born at that point. So he had a connection to her. Why is also that not a problem? Nola v'charchach Yibim my time. The answer is, Kasava yesh zika, the zika k'nusa damya. Because the Rabbi Shimon held, again, there's the yesh zika, and Zika is like Knusa. So therefore, even if Shimon didn't actually marry Rachel, okay, just felt Rachel felt him, but he didn't actually marry her, that's enough. That's like Knusa. That's as if he did marry her. Okay, but Mela, it's not a problem if afterwards Shimon dies. So again, Levi could marry her because there was that, it was as if he was, as if she was married to Shimon. Okay, let's see Rashi. Bechad acha. So one option we said when it is bechad acha. Says Rashi, devadai mikoach zika zeh, shelo haya balamo asura lezeh lichabem. Because vadai coming through that because he was the only one. Inami betray or two brothers, treyachim umesachad, and one of them dies. V'nolad lehem etashlishi. Our case that we've been talking about until now. Okay, that the Reuven dies, and then we have Shimon's around, and then also Levi is born. But velo yibim ze hasheni et yibim. But Shimon didn't do yibum. But velo meets his base. He didn't die either. So now asur leze shenolad laachar misa liyavama. So now the she's asur to the one that was born afterwards. That was Levi. Mizikas ach shelo aya balomo, aval hecha diyavama hasheni. So that's if that was at this point. Shimon didn't die yet, and Shimon's still around. Only Reuven died, and his wife Rachel fell, and Shimon's around still. Now Levi is born, so he's around. So at this point, Levi can't marry her. But aval, as Rashi said, hecha diyibma hasheni. However, if Shimon the brother actually did yibum, he did do the yibum. Then paka zikas acharishon v'naset ishto shel hasheni. So now the zikat after Reuven died that Rachel had is gone now that Shimon married her, and therefore there's no problem of eishes achiv anymore to shaloyav v'lamo to Levi. V'inami, another possibility, lo yavama hasheni. Even if the second guy, we said Shimon didn't do actually yibun yet, oyel v'huska kolo. It's enough just to have the Zika. The fact that she fell to Shimon, and there was a Zika to Shimon, hooray, he kiknusa, as if she married to Shimon. Kedalakaman, as we will see, ukeshemet muteret l'shlishi. And now, when Shimon dies, now again, Levi's there also. Just while Shimon is still alive, and he hasn't done Yibum, and he hasn't died yet, so then, at this point, that's when the second option. That's when Rabbi Shimon would say that Levi cannot marry this woman. That they should keep Shmuel no. But if again Shimon either dies, and therefore that then the Zika is gone, or if Shimon dies, or even if he has Yibum or dies, right? If he has Yibum, then that takes away the Zika, or if he dies, then since he had the Zika and then he died, so then that's also those two cases, then she's mutter. Right.
But there are other brothers also in his
family? Yeah. There's more than, more than that.
Because Zika Knut is not going to go by all brothers, actually.
Yeah, no, it does work, we'll see. It doesn't. Okay. Okay, but Rashi continues, Beheter Ashkecha. So we said that Bishlamah, we said he did Yibum Achachach Nolad B'Teri. If Shimon actually did Yibum, and then, only then Levi was born. So when he was born, he found her already, you know, by Shimon. B'Teri Ashkecha. Shalom Esra Alav Shah Achas. That she was never asked to him at any time. Shalom Nitzke Kolom Mikoach HaRishon Klu. Right? He had no connection to her at any time. As soon as he was born, she was already a full-fledged wife, the Shimon. That's it. So he never had this point where he was connected to her. Okay. Yesika. We did that. Yeah, right. Says Kesavar. Wait a second. Yesika Vezika Kanusa. Right. So Yesika says Rashi Kashanafla Lifnei Hasheni. So when Reuven died, she fell to the Sheni, Shimon, before Levi was born, and then she has this connection to Shimon. So, Alima, Hai, Zika, that's a strong enough, that connection is strong enough, Lishmuya Kiknusa. She's considered as if she is Knusa to Shimon. So it's paramount in the case of if he really did actual Yibum, and then he died, and then that's fine now that the Zika was gone because she was connected to Shimon, and now she's not a problem, it's just a Chiv Shalim Elamo to Levi. Right. Okay. However, now the Gemara, back to Gemara, and we're asked, Maskifla, Rav Yosef. However, Rav Yosef has a problem with this. What? It says, Hashta Zika Umaymer Mesafka Lele Rabbi Shimon I Kenusa Damya Ilav. So we're going to see the case now. But we're saying now, if there's only Zika alone, just Zika. Now, when Reuven died, Rachel files to Shimon. Just that connection, that Zika to Shimon, is enough to break the problem. And therefore, if Shimon then dies, Levi can take her. That's fair, because we're going to see that even if not only just Zika, but if there's Zika and Maimer, which is, I don't know, she's going to fault, is going to see in a second to Shimon, and Shimon is actually going to do Maimer, so we have double. We have the Zika, the connection to Shimon, after Reuven died, and Shimon's even going to do Maimer, and we're going to see even that's not enough to, it's not a strong enough break. So surely, just a Zika alone. Okay, so what's the case? Maihi. Ditnan. In the following Mishnah. Shloshachim nesuin shalosh nachrias. We have three brothers married three nachrios. They're not related to each other. Now this case we're going to see is nothing. There's no eishes achiv shaloya b'lamo here. It's a regular case. Okay, so you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven is married to one woman, Rachel. Shimon's married to his own wife, Dina, says here, and Levi to his own wife, whatever, Chana. No connection between the women. They're all nachrios. Not Nachriya. Okay, Umeis Echad Mehem. And then Reuven dies. V'asa Basheni Maimer. Okay, so then, again, they're all three alive, all three brothers, not the issue here of La Yabalamo. And Reuven dies, falls to Shimon and Levi. Okay, but Shimon, he decides to do the thing. However, he didn't actually get around to doing Yibum yet. He did only Maima. Okay. And then Mace, and then Shimon died. So now we have Rachel, who fell to Shimon and who did Maimer on, and Shimon's own wife, Dina, okay, fell now to Levi. So what's the din? Harei elu cholzos v'lo misyabmo. So Levi is not, has to do chalitz on both of them. He can't marry either of them. Why not? Shenemar umeis echad mehem yevama yavo aleha. So we learn from this pasuk, mishaleha zikas yavam echad v'lo mishaleha zikas shnei yavami. So reason being, according to the Tanakhama, we're going to see a second what Mishim is going to argue, but the reason being that the Yibum is only shayach if you fall from one brother, but not if you're falling from two brothers. So how is it possible to fall from two brothers? Our case over here, meaning when Reuven, the first brother, died, so now Rachel is a Yavama, okay, and from Reuven's house, okay? But since Shimon would have mamish done Yibum with her, so then Reuven's out of the picture, right? Now she's Shimon's wife. But Shimon didn't do Yibum, he did Maimer, or his Mekadesher. So that's, Midrabban, it's like a chetzi something, some type of a connection over here. Okay? But she didn't lose the connection of Reuven either, because Shimon didn't actually marry her, he just did Maimer. So now, she has like a double connection. She has a connection from Reuven still, because she didn't lose that yet. Because she didn't marry anybody yet. And she has the connection from Shimon through the Maimer. So now she has a double connection from Reuven and Shimon. So now, because of that, Levi cannot marry either of them. Okay? Because, first of all, because this Rachel has this double connection. And if they learn from the Pasuk, it's the Smach the Pasuk, because it's the Rabbanah, right? That you can't marry from two houses, a woman coming from two houses, and this Rachel coming from two houses. And then you can't marry the Dina, like Shimon's real wife, because she's a Sarah to this woman. So therefore, you have to do Chalitza. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, Miyabim Leizamim Shehirtza, Becholetz Lashnia. So we're going to see in a minute why, but he says, no, Levi could marry either of them. He wants to marry Rachel, he can marry Rachel. He wants to marry Dina, he can marry Dina, like do Yibum on either one after Shimon dies. Not a problem, and he has to do, we'll see why, but Chalitza on the other one. Okay. Now, the Gemara explains now. What's his reasoning? Yabume tarvai hu lo. Okay, now why can't he do yibum on both of them? Okay, meaning what's the havamina? On one hand, you can think he could be able to do yibum on both. Why? Because Rachel came from Reuven's house, and Dina came from Shimon's house, and so he has now two yavamas that fell to him. Reuven fell to him. And Reuben's wife felt him, Rachel, and Shimon's wife, Dina, felt him. Both fell from two different houses, so why can't he do Yibum on both? No, he can't do Yibum on both. Why? Because the Dilma Yeis Zika, V'hayush Ne'yavamot, Tabaot, V'bayis Echad, says Shimon. This is Shimon's reasoning. Because since there's a Zika, after Reuben died, there's a Zika of his wife Rachel to Shimon, and Zika is, we have here Zika with Maimer on top of it. Not only there's this connection to Shimon, but also Shimon did Maimer even. So we have a solidification of the Zika with the Maimer. And therefore, called Shimon is really married now to these two women. Right? Because Zika and, not only that, Zika with Maimer, his mom's like, yes, he's married to her. So now he's married to both of them. So Mela Levi cannot do Yibum on both because they're coming from one house. They both belong to Shimon, so you can't do Yibum on both because you can't Yabim two women coming from the same house. Okay, so therefore, that's why you can't do Yibum on both. And, Mibay Sechad, okay. Now, Yabum Mechad Avi Ifter Idach, also not lo. Why? The deal may ain zika kikanusa. Vahayiluhu shte yavamos bas mishte batim. Okay, so, and what's the other option? Well, other option you can say, okay, fine. So that's the case. If both these women really belong to Shimon now, so then let them just do Yibum on one, and the other one finished. You know, like two women fall from, there's two wives, Shimon has two wives, and then he died. So, Levi doesn't do Yibum on both, he does Yibum on one, and that's it. So he said, no. Why? Because he's Mesupak. It could be Dil Ma'ain Zika. Okay, now if Ain Zika, so that would mean that Reuven's wife Rachel has no connection to Shimon, since Shimon didn't actually do Yibu, didn't marry her yet. Okay? So Reuven's wife Rachel is still there to Yavama. And Shimon's wife Dina is also a Yavama. And therefore Levi has to deal with both of them. He can't just marry one and the other one eats there. No, he has the one coming from one house from Reuven, one coming from, if there's no Zika, so Rachel still only considered Reuven's wife, Yavama. And Shimon's wife, Dina, is Yavama from Shimon. And now Levi has to deal with both of them. So he can't just on one of them do Yibum, the other one Yivstar. Can't do that. Because he's got to deal with both of them. He'll do Yibum on both of them, or Chalitza, or whatever. He's got to do something with both. And therefore, that's also no. So you can't just marry one and the other, give one and the other one send away. Okay. So therefore, what do we see from all of this? Alma misafkale that Rabbi Shimon is misupak. Okay. And we're not sure how to look at this. Do we see the Zika with the Mimer is considered kiknusa mamish, and therefore it's like Shimon's marrying to both these women mamish? Okay, and or do we say no, or do we look at it like there's no Zika here whatsoever, and therefore Rachel still belonging to Reuven, Dina belongs to Shimon, it's not like as if Shimon took her, it's Mitzupak. So here we see, and therefore the Gemara says, think of it, we're talking about a case where not only is there Zika, right, when Reuven died, is Zika to Shimon, there's Zika plus Mimer, she falls to Shimon, has this connection to him, and even this Mimer, and still, Rabbi Shimon is not convinced that she belongs to Shimon. Says, maybe not, maybe she's still, or the first wife for Rachel, still Reuven, no connection yet to Shimon, and therefore he has to deal with both of the women. You know, we said possibly, he was Mesupak. So, therefore, the Gemara goes back and says, so how can we say before that just Zika alone is considered Kikanusa? Here we have Zika with Mimer. Rabbi Shimon was not convinced that he's considered that he's connected to Shimon. It's Kiknusa. Okay, with Zika and Mimer, he's Mesupak. Surely the Zika alone. So how can we say the Zika alone? What? Right. So no. So, okay. Well, the Gemara is going to say that. The Gemara is going to suggest that. The Gemara is going to do it. Okay. Let's see some Rashi's here. Zikas Yavam Echad. Where's that going on? Right. So we said that Tanakama, right. So then we had a Machlekes Tanakama Rishon. So Tanakama said that once Shimon does Mimer, so now this woman, Rachel, has it coming from like two houses, from both, a little bit from Reuven, a little bit from Shimon, and since that's the case, you can't marry a woman that has for coming from two. So Rashi says, Zikas Yavam Echad only, Kigon, Shelo Nafla El Apamachat. Regular case. Or, Shekansa Sheini, Upaka Zika the Rishon. Or, even if Reuven died, but then Shimon Mamish did Yibum, that's also coming only from Shimon. Ukushamed, Ein Kanela Zikas Yibum Shel Sheini. Eli, Zikas is only from Sheini. Or, Lo Asaba Maimer Umeis. Or, he didn't do Maimer at all in Meis. So Ein Kanela Zikas Yibum Rishon, and then there's only the from Reuven, nothing from Shimon. V'achshav Yesh Kan Zikas Yibum Shel Shnei Yavami. But now Tanakama held, we have she's connected to two of the brothers. Sheyesh Alei Aktsas Zikas Mina Rishon. The Kozman Shelo Nitziyav Malo Paka Zikaso. There's a girsa here. We'll go with Zikaso Mina Rishon. That the Zika from the Rishon, as long as there was no Yibum done, in other words, by Shimon, so that Zika from the first one brother hasn't left yet. And the Girsa says the nitosva zikas mina sheini. And now we have an additional zika now from sheini because he did mimer on it. And then vetsarasa aisha sasheini asur mishum dida. And then the other Shimon's own wife now becomes asur because of being a tsar. So that's the shita tanakama, that you have the connection from both of them, and because you're connected from both, so therefore that's why he's asur to Levi, and the other wife of Shimon is a tsara, and therefore she's also asur. Okay, Rashi continues. Miyabim lays here. So Rabbi Shimon says no. She can Levi can do yibum on anyone he wants. Why? The leislei ach drasha the zika shnei yavamim. He doesn't hold by this idea over here that he's connected. This how you can have a double zika. It's either one or the other. The e mimer kone harehi eshesheni because it's marashach. If the mimer is really good and the zika and the mimer on top of it, we said is really good. And then she's mommy. His mommy's married to. She's married to mamish the Shimon. The ain kan ela zikato. And then we only have that zika. The main konen of Izak konen. She still belongs to Reuven. Hare hu kemoshe eno. The ain kan ela zika rishon. And then we only have the zika for the rishon. We can't. Rachel doesn't have this double zika. It's either Reuven or Shimon. Right? If it's considered as if Shimon's married her, so good. So then she said that she's coming from Shimon. Considered as not as if Shimon married her, she's coming from Reuven. Not this thing is this. He doesn't hold by this double Zika business.
He doesn't hold this possibility that
Mimer
is
Rabbanah.
Is that right? That one din
is Rabbanah,
another thing.
Okay, well, we're going to see that. That's what Gemara is going to suggest now. That's a Durbana. Okay, Rashi says the cholet lishniya mishum sveka kind of a farsh vaz. Those we're gonna see. Okay, mibay secha you test some of the Rashi. The rachamana amar es beisachiv. The beisachiv. So it's only from one house. Beisach beisachad who bonev eino bonesh nei batim. Okay, I lemiftere idach and to just to marry one of them and the other one to send away. The zika keknusi damya, but kol shekein zika umaimer. Here again, we have not only is it considered like she's married to Shimon, but mamish married here because it's not only have zika and maimer. So then, why don't we just say fine? Let him choose, you know, either Rachel or Dina, which one to marry? Marry one, the other one, let her go free. So we said that's not the case. We see that he holds that he's misupak. He's not sure. He's not sure if the zika and the maimer creates this connection or it doesn't, and therefore the Gemara says, Tasha, what we said before we said according to Rabbi Shimon, that the Zika connect is Kiknusa. Here we're seeing he wasn't even sure if he has Zika with Mimer if it's Kiknusa. Surely just the Zika alone. Okay, the Gemara says, the Chitema, maybe, Midiraisa Hachanami, Dimiyama Chadu Mister Chadu. Okay, maybe in the Hanami. Midiraisa, right? 100% there's Zika and Mimer, surely together. Vadai, this Rachel now belongs 100% to Shimon. And Midiraisa, really, Levi can marry anyone he wants, and the other one's free. Yeah, that's 100%. So we're saying, surely, Zika alone is Kanusa, surely Zika and Mimer, 100%. But that's Midiraisa. But maybe Midirabanan Hudasa. The only reason why we're not allowing him to marry, you know, just one and send the other one away. Is it Dindrabana? I mean, Rabban was why? Gzera mishum shema yamru shte yavamos habos mishne batim chadamiyabim biidach mifter abuloklum. Because they're worried that people might think, and we're going to see in a second, Rashi's going to say, and in a case where this is fine, if when Reuven dies, okay, clearly he dies, and now his wife Rachel falls to Shimon, okay, and then he does his, whatever, there's a Zika, there's a Mimer. Fine, and in theory, then of course, you know, totally belongs to Shimon, and then Levi can do what he wants to either one. But what would be in the case if Reuven and Shimon die at the same time? Okay, if they die at the same time, because this only works if Reuven dies first, then there's a Zika to Shimon. So now, okay, she belongs to Shimon, and now, fine. But what happens if they die, Reuven and Shimon die together? So now this doesn't work, because it only works if Reuven dies first, so that Rachel already has a Zika to Shimon, but they die simultaneously. It's not Chal. In that case, you can't just pick which one you want to, even through the other one, fall away. Now you have to deal with both of them. So we're afraid that in such a situation, people will say, "Oh yeah, all you have to do is even one any one, and the other one send it away." But that's not true. That's only true if Reuven dies first, and then clearly follows his wife, clearly follows to Shimon. But not if they die together. And because of this gezeira, we're suggesting maybe that's why. But really, in economy, it's not 100% Zika, and surely Zika and Mimer is Kiknusa, and this whole thing's a gezeira derabana. But the Gemara says like that is dochada. Why? I have a hot time with the Rabbi Shimon Mishu Mimer v'lav Mimer who. But that's not the case, because we see from another brisa that's not the reason. It's not the reason why he's saying this din is not because of this gezeira derabanan, but because, like we said, because he's misupak. Clearly, if this is this Zika and Mimer, is this Kenusa or not Kenusa? The Tanya Amar Leim Rabbi Shimon Lachachamim Im Mimer Rosh Hashani Mimer Es Hashani Huboel the Mimer Rosh Hashani Eino Mimer Es Just Rishon Huboel. There he's clearly answering back to Rona. The Rabbanan said, "Oh, she has a connection to both. You know, there's a double Zika over here. You know, double connection." And now we have this brisa where Rabbi Shimon's commenting and says, "No, that's not the case. It's either she belongs to Reuven or either she belongs to me. If the Mimer is a good Mimer and the Zika and the Mimer is a good Mimer, then she's belonging to Shimon. If it's not, she belongs to Reuven. It's just one or the other." So we see he's that's his reasoning, right? That's why he said what he said, not because it's a gezeira derabanan. Okay, one last thing. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says, "V'lo shani lacha b'zikas yavameka l'zika shnei yavamim dilma ki kamar Rabbi Shimon adzika kiknusa damia b'yavam echad aval b'shnei yavamim lo." Okay, so this is so now Gemara is suggesting what's the kasha, the answer. Right, once, because again, we saw before that Rabbi Shimon says this is Zika alone is Kiknusa, and over here he says Zika alone is Vaknusa. So he said, and here he even has Mimer, and he's even Misupak, right? So now the Gemara's answer, perhaps, or we're suggesting, you know, Velo Shani Lachai says maybe there's a difference between two or one. In the case of our case that's originally with Rabbi Shimon, okay, when she fell, the Reuven, right, Rachel fell to Shimon, it was only Shimon. Okay? So since there's only Shimon around, so she falls to Shimon, and there's a Zika, because nobody else to be zakut to. It's only him. So maybe there we say Kiknusa. And then Levi's born afterwards, etc., etc. But when she fell, at that point when Reuven died, there was only one brother, Shimon. So it's clearly earmarked for Shimon. So then maybe we say it's Kiknusa. But over here in our case, we're not talking about Eishes Achi Shaloya Bolomo, talking about three brothers. So when Reuven dies, the male is not earmarked only for Shimon, because Levi's also around. So perhaps over here, the Zika is not that same strong Zika, because she can go to either one. It depends who decides to do something, Shimon or Levi. And therefore, since the Zika is not so strong, maybe over here is where he says it's not so strong, and therefore even with Mimer, it's still not so strong, and therefore he's Misupak if there's a connection or not. That's the Gemara's suggestion now. Let's finish up the Rashi's. Agzera Shema Yamru Shtei Yavamos Avos Mishtei Batim. Maybe it's just a Gzera. V'naflu B'vasachad B'tzimtzim. Right? The Reuven and Shimon both die together, and people are going to make a mistake to think again, "Oh, I'll just take one of them." But here not. You're not allowed to. The Lekel Emeimer Sharishona Who's Kikol Lebal Mishnia. Here we don't have that she belongs to Zakut to the Sheni because they died simultaneously. And if people might mistakenly say, also here, Nami Titya Vem Chad of Hivistarida, just marry one and send off the other one. Here you can't do that because you didn't have Reuven dying first. Mishu Mimer Velo Mimer Safek Mimer Kone Safek Eino Kone. You see, that's what he's holding. And then we said that to answer up, maybe it's different between one Yavam and more than one. Yavam echad kegon masnisin davu shnei achin umei saran. Like our Mishnah, the Mishnah is Reuven is only Reuven and Shimon been time in the world, and then Reuven dies, and now there's a Zika to Shimon. That's it. There's nobody else. He's earmarked for Shimon because he's the only one around at this time. But Ram Yaleh, therefore it's on him. That's why, even if he didn't marry her, and then the third one's born, we look at it as if he married her because he was the only one to marry at times, so that's why there's that connection. the Shlosha Achim, like in our case, there, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Here we have Shimon and Levi are both are alive when Reuven dies. The Pashal Hu Trey Lo. Here we don't say. Because here we have two left, and therefore it's not earmarked, only four.